flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Eagles defense is right back out there having to defend a lot more plays here. They can just run some basic execution.
Deami Brown with his speed on the cross. Brown runs into Dejean. Ball is out. Eagles recover. Reed Blankenship came up with it for Philadelphia.
Unbelievable by Bond with the peanut punch with Dejean on the assist. Knocking it out of his arms right there. Oh, the hand. No, it feels a bit hit on the back of the hand, but it does cause a turnover. What a play by Bond.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. That was in the NFC title game this past weekend. And apparently there is there's more to it than just getting the mention.
Yeah, this is a there's a few things going on here. The big story for us is that Peanut Tillman is everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
Like savoir faire.
Dude continues to be incredibly relevant in now, in the modern day NFL, right the hell now. And we're very fortunate that he's going to be on this show in about 15 minutes. That's awesome.
We're looking forward to it because we can talk to him about all sorts of things. But mm-hmm. The fact that there are that happens every week, like we joke about it every week, that is now something that is etched into current and future NFL conversation.
The Eagles forced 22 fumbles in the regular season and recovered 10 of them. They were a plus 11 turnover margin. And all year long, apparently, they have been thinking about punching. Like you see it around the league, they do it as well as anybody. And obviously they did it. Two out of the three turnovers that they got from Washington in that game were courtesy of a peanut punch. And now we know why they are so good at it.
Here's what Nick Sirianni had to say about him really loving what they're doing with the peanut punch.
Just really proud of them, of how they've, you know, been able to tackle well while also taking the football away. It's something we emphasize an awful lot. You know, we've always done a good job of, you know, emphasizing it on offense. This year, we've taken another step and really emphasize it even more so this year as a defense. You know, every team meeting, we're looking at the ball security, any mistake that's made in a ball security. Every team meeting, we're looking at good strip attempts or missed strip attempt opportunities. And you know, this year, Pat Dolan, our video guy, got me every peanut punch that he forced a fumble with his entire career, and we watched that on a loop as coaches, and then we showed that to the players as well. But you know, so we emphasize the crap out of it because we know it's such a telling stat in this game. Our guys have done a nice job protecting it. Our defensive guys have done a nice job taking it away, as well as our special teams guys.
So, dude, every single peanut punch on a loop from the video guy. First of all, I'd like that. I'd like that as soon as possible. Does this exist? I mean, has anybody searched Twitter?
I would also like that as I'm preparing my Hall of Fame montages for potential Bears. It is on YouTube. Just a cut of the peanut punches. It's a really good video because it's not produced. It's just highlight.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Hear
some of that at the top of the hour.
If you were wondering, if you needed to be refreshed, he forced 44 fumbles in his career. 44. In his career.
Is that a trackable stat as far back as the NFL goes? I wonder.
I'm sure it's not
all the way back.
But for a defensive back to have that many.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous. One might say it's Hall of Fame worthy.
Well, what we're talking about here is a legacy. We're talking about an impact on the game. Like, for instance, is Dick Fosbury in the track and field Hall of Fame?
He should be.
Dick Fosbury
flop.
He invented a way that changed the high jump forever.
People be like, well, I'll just jump over. And then he's like, well, maybe you could more easily do it if you went backwards.
Yeah, if you guys thought about running and then turning your body and then jumping and then curling over while being on your back. Dick Fosbury ought to be in the track and field Hall of Fame. I don't know if he is.
But I'll look at Wikipedia right now.
He's in two different fishing halls of fame.
But this is the kind of company.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'm trying to right now.
I mean, like, who's the first person who invented the one-handed backhand? I should know this. Was it Rod Laver? I don't know. But like,
was it one of the Menendez brothers?
Oh man, I saw it happen. I saw the Menendez brothers inventing the one-handed backhand. No, it probably is Rod Laver or somebody like that. You know, it's like certain of these maneuvers, that's what we're talking about with Peanut. This is legendary stuff.
On top of the fact that he also had 8 touchdowns as a defensive back. He also had, 38 interceptions in his career.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And seriously.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
His legacy. I mean, there was a point during that game, I think Brady was talking about, it was after the Austin Eckler fumble, that Sirianni always leans on them. If a guy has the football and is getting up from the ground, that's when you punch. We'll ask Charles about it at the top of the hour. Like that is a specific moment that you always do it because the guy his equilibrium is off, his coordination is off. He's focused maybe on using one of the hands.
So he might not have 3 points of contact on the football. Right. He might be able to get it out that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is the kind of company that we're talking about here with Dick Fosbury.
It's so interesting to me, too, because there's an evolution. I don't think I've ever talked to Charles about this part of it. The evolution of it, because initially the rule was first man secure the tackle. Then the second guy who came in was there to take the ball out. And they would practice the punch and they would practice the strip and they would practice the rip. Those are all the things that Lovie Smith had them doing in practice. And it still boggles my mind when I think about all of those practices that I watched at the beginning of Lovie Smith coming to the Bears and seeing defensive players pick up incomplete passes just so that they were in the mindset of, hey, you guys have the opportunity to score on your own. Don't worry about the offense. You guys can become the offense if you take the ball away. They was drilled in these guys. And I remember that first practice being like, what the hell are they doing? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense of what they're doing. And then you go, oh, they're creating the idea of it and the muscle memory of it.
Yeah.
So that guys are moving towards the ball when they see that ball is loose.
It's interesting because it's an acceptable way to think as a defender. Like, it's an add-on to a tackle, like a wrap, and then the second guy does it like you're talking about, or the one-hand wrap and the other-hand punch, that kind of thing. But, like, I remember so many DBs who didn't wrap up and didn't tackle and instead would just go for the ball. And there was time, even during Charles's career, as you and I remember, of people was saying, I wish he'd stop doing that and actually just wrap up. And sometimes you'd
And then there's the noticed? Tennessee game where he does it 4 times in a game.
Right. And I remember being in those conversations like, no, there's nothing more valuable
than
like,
the ball.
Like if he misses 1 time and a guy gets 3 extra yards and then Charles wraps up. And then, oh, by the way, the next time he does it, there's a forced fumble that, like, turnovers are that valuable. It's totally okay, people. Now, you remember those conversations? You had to kind of convince people a little bit.
Oh, 100%. But the thing is that it's not just, like, if that were the only thing he did, then the conversation about him as a Hall of Famer, that would be the end of it. But it's not. Like, that's the part that frustrates me. That, yes, he is and should be celebrated for this. Also, look at all of the big interceptions that he had.
Look at
all the times he scored on whether it was a peanut punch or an interception. The idea that he has 8 touchdowns is amazing. And the part that people don't talk about, and as someone who watched it play out, Charles as the guy on the defensive end on field goals and how many field goals he disrupted throughout his career. Like, this was a guy that was a two-phase defensive player.
I'm looking at the top 10 in forced fumbles in NFL history, okay?
So that only goes back to, what, 93?
93. Here are the top 10. Let me see how low I can go before I get to another defensive back. I mean, it's crazy.
How low can you go?
Here are the defensive ends on the list. Robert Mathis, number one. Then Julius Peppers, Dwight Freeney, and John Abraham.
How many did Julius Peppers have?
51. Robert Mathis had 52. That's the leader all time since 93. So the top 4 defensive ends. Then Charles Tillman at 44. And then we go back to defensive ends for Jason Taylor, Terrell Suggs, DeMarcus Ware, O.C. Umenyora, Chandler Jones, James Harrison, T.J. Watt, Khalil Mack, Tamba Ali, and Leonard Little. Then we get to a linebacker in Levante David. In the top 15, it is all defensive ends. I guess Tamba Ali, defensive tackle, right?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Hybrid player.
So you can call it top 13 is 12 edge rushers and Charles Tillman in forced fumbles in NFL history.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
That is amazing. And looking here, I don't see. There's Brian Dawkins at number 20.
Figured he would probably be up there.
Charles Woodson at 21. Those are the next two defensive backs after Charles Tillman. And Brian Dawkins and Charles Woodson are 16 forced fumbles behind Charles Tillman.
That's wild. Let's talk with him. But before that, we're going to give you a couple of pair of tickets to go see Daniel Tosh at the Chicago Theater on June 25th. A pair of tickets goes to caller 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
I think pro athletes should be forced to use steroids. I think we as fans deserve the greatest athlete science can create.
I agree. Charles Tillman joins us next here on The Score.